indeed an image that I love, an image, one of my favorite artistic images of Jesus is the image of the Good Shepherd. One of my favorite icons or stained glass windows is the image of Jesus as the Good Shepherd, Jesus calling out, finding the lost sheep, picking the sheep up, placing the sheep on his shoulders. It's one of my favorite images to have in either a stained glass window or an icon. We have Jesus, he's gone in search of the lost sheep, he finds the lost sheep, he calls the lost sheep comes to him, he picks up the lost sheep, he places it on his shoulders, and then he returns to the fold, protecting the sheep. He has gone out in search of a sheep that is lost. And we as Christians, we as believers in Jesus, we as followers of Jesus Christ our Lord, we as disciples of the Master know that we have a good shepherd, and we are happy that we have a good shepherd. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
We have a good shepherd who has sought us out, who seeks us out when we go astray, who seeks us out when we are lost, who seeks us out when we are in trouble, who seeks us out when we are in disaster, who when we have gone astray, we have a good shepherd who seeks us out. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
At least you're responding today. Amen, my brothers and sisters. We have a good shepherd. Who loves us. Who cares for us. Who knows that we have gone astray. And who comes out into the wilderness to seek us out, to gather us in, to protect us from the wolf, and to carry us home. Now, there are, of course, some of us good Christians, who believe that we've never gone astray. Huh? Yeah, there are Christians who think they haven't sinned since they were sanctified. They haven't sinned since they were baptized. They haven't sinned since they became a believer. And therefore, they don't need a good shepherd. Are any of you here today? Can I see your hands? Whew, whoops. You know, there are some people who seem to believe that. That they don't need a good shepherd, that they've never gone astray, that they think that others shouldn't go astray. Well, they shouldn't, but they're not gonna. And if they do, they need to be pounded on, not loved and cherished, and welcomed back into the fold. No, my brothers and sisters, if we are honest, in our most honest moments, we know that we, like sheep, have gone astray. We've turned everyone to their own way. And the message of the Good Shepherd is that God seeks us out when we are lost. God seeks us out when we have gone astray. God seeks us out when we have stumbled into sin. God seeks us out when we have stumbled into the wilderness. God seeks us out when we are confronted by the wolf. God seeks us out in the moment of our disaster. Jesus comes, the Good Shepherd, to seek us, to find us, to call us by name, to gather us in, to pick us up and place us on his shoulders and carry us back to the fold. That's the message of the Good Shepherd. And we as believers are excited about that. We should be. We have a Good Shepherd. When we stumble, when we fail, when we sin, when we go into the wilderness, when we wander off thinking that our way is the better way than God's way, we have a Good Shepherd who seeks us out, who gathers us in, who protects us from the wolf, and carries us home. I'm thankful that we have a good shepherd. Sadly, Jesus doesn't end the story there. He continues with it, the story there. He continues with it here in today's reading from John. He talks about the thieves and the bandits who've come before him. He talks about the hirelings, the employee, the contract shepherds, those who do not own the sheep, those who do not love the sheep, those who have been brought in as hirelings from the outside to serve and to work and to take care of the sheep. But the instant the wolf shows up, they run, they scatter. Now, who's Jesus talking about here? He's talking about you and me, Brian. He's talking about the religious leaders of the day. He's talking about the Pharisees and the Sadducees. He's talking about those who wear the vestments, the phylacteries of the Old Testament priesthood, the breastplate, the robes in the church, the stoles and the vestments and the robes. Those of us who wear basic black or white or stoles or crosses, who lead worship, who preach and who teach, who preside at the sacrament of Holy Communion. It's talking about you and me, Brian. Those of us who, rather than wear the vestment in honor and recognition of who has called us to serve, and as a shield and buckler against the wiles of the devil, would rather hide and run and accept the honor that it brings, but not the duty or the responsibility that the vestment brings. I can name several clergy, brothers and sisters of the faith, who have been like the thief and the bandit, who've been like the hireling, who, when the wolf comes, they scatter and run. Or, even worse, they are wolves in shepherd's clothing. My friends, Jesus is speaking about those Pharisees and Sadducees, those scribes, those leaders of the people, who failed to be shepherds, under-shepherds, and servants of God, but who instead served themselves. And we are challenged and threatened every day when we consider ourselves above the calling to be an under-shepherd of the great good shepherd, Jesus Christ our Lord. We have a good shepherd. I praise God we have a good shepherd. I praise God that when I go astray, Jesus is there to seek me out, to find me, to call me back, to speak my name, to catch my attention, to thump me on the head, to pick me up, to gather me in on his shoulders and take me home to the fold. We have an amazing good shepherd in Jesus Christ, our Lord. This good shepherd gathers us, cares for us, loves us, protects us. But this good shepherd has another job responsibility. This good shepherd has another item, another bullet point on the job description of a good shepherd. What's that bullet point? What is that description? What is the good shepherd called to do according to Jesus here in our reading today? He is to search out for the other sheep. The other sheep who are not part of the fold, who are not part of this fold, but who will be brought in, and we will become one flock with one shepherd, he says. The other sheep. Now who are these other sheep? Now, when I was a young person, after I was confirmed, before I went off to college, before I came back to the faith in Jesus Christ, when I was wandering away from the church in my own desert, in my own wilderness, when I was wandering away and not listening to the voice of the shepherd, I can remember hearing this read at one point, sometime, someplace, not sure exactly when, and I thought to myself, those other sheep, you know, Brian, like you, I'm kind of a science fiction nerd. I'm a Trekkie. I like Star Trek. I like Star Wars. I went to see Star Wars before you were born, kind of thing. I mean, I went to the opening day of the first one. Wow. I'm a science fiction nerd. So for me, it was obvious. Those other sheep, I know who they are. Take a look at the sky. Take a look at the universe. This is an amazing universe filled with galaxies and stars and many planets. Obviously, it's just too huge to be empty. God doesn't waste stuff, so there must be people up there, and that's the other sheep. Now, cue the music, and Scotty, beam me up. I've gone off the deep end, I know. Because, yeah, that's what I believed. And you know what? That may not be wrong, but what did Jesus mean? And how did the church originally receive this statement that there are other sheep? How did the church understand it? How did the people who heard it understand it? Well, Jesus is saying to these good Jews who were there, Jesus is saying to these good Hebrews who are there hearing him, Jesus is saying to them, beyond you, beyond the covenant community of Abraham, beyond the covenant community of Moses, there are sheep. I have other sheep. Beyond the community of this faith, beyond the Jewish community, beyond the Torah community, beyond the synagogues, beyond the priesthood, beyond the temple, beyond Judaism, there are other sheep. They called them Gentiles. And in the Jewish world, calling someone a Gentile was just about the worst possible insult you could give them. You weren't a Jew. You weren't part of the covenant community. You didn't follow Yahweh Elohim. You were a pagan. You worshiped Zeus and Apollo or the emperor. You were less than the mud under the feet of the chosen people of God. That was kind of how they viewed you. That's kind of how they viewed us. We were the other sheep. The Gentiles were the other sheep. And what Jesus is saying to these good Jews is, the good shepherd protects you and brings you in. You've got thieves who've been leading you. You've got hirelings who have been leading you, and they've run away. I am here as your good shepherd. You will hear my voice when you go astray. You will hear my voice, and you will come to me, and I will protect you, and I will scatter the wolves. But there are other sheep than you. Other sheep who will hear my voice. Other sheep who will come. Other sheep whom I will seek out and find and gather in and protect from the wolves and bring in, and we will be one flock. This was scandalous, my friends. This was a scandalous message for Jesus to be proclaiming. This was not a good word for these Jewish people. They thought that they were it. Alone. Just like the church today. We know what a Christian looks like, what a Christian acts like, what a Christian does and doesn't do. We have our own rules and regulations. We have our own understandings of what it means to be a Christian. Certainly, that's it, right? People inside these walls, people inside the walls of other, well, let's be generous. People inside the walls of all the other churches in town and in the town next door. In fact, people who go to churches all over the world will be very generous. Anybody who proclaims Jesus Christ in whatever way, with whatever denominational name, in whatever style of worship they may have, in whatever language and ethnicity they may have, it doesn't matter. If you follow Jesus, you're a Christian, right? 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 Thank you. Yes. But Jesus is saying to us, there are others. There are other sheep. People who you have considered to be outside of the flock, outside of the fold, outside of the covenant community, outside of the relationship with God, outside of the welcoming embrace, outside. I have other sheep, he says. And I am going to welcome them in too. And they will hear my voice. It's a good thing Jesus said this, because none of us would be here if he hadn't. None of us would be here. Not a single one of us would be here if he had not gone for the other sheep too, and called his disciples and called those who followed him to go for the other sheep, those who are outside the covenant community, those who are outside Judaism. If he hadn't called his disciples to go for the other sheep too, none of us would be here. Today we have the challenge of going out and calling in the name of Jesus the other sheep in our midst. Those who don't fit the picture of what we think a Christian ought to be. Those who are outside the margins in terms of behavior or social standing or background or pedigree or even what they may say or believe. We are called to go out nevertheless and express the love of God to them and speak the name of Jesus to them and speak the message of the good news of Jesus. And those who will hear, we are called to welcome them into the fold. As the good shepherd went out and sought out the lost sheep, so also now he calls us and leads us in going out to seek out the other sheep, those who need to hear the good news, those that we cannot ignore, those that we dare not turn our backs on, those other sheep. We're called to go and welcome with the good news of Jesus the other sheep into the fold where there will be one flock and one shepherd. That is our calling. That is our mission. That is our ministry. As believers in Jesus Christ, we have nothing more to do than to reach out. The good shepherd, yes, cares for us. We are called to care for each other. But if that's all we're doing, if we're only inwardly focused, then we're losing it, friends. We're missing the calling Jesus has for us, which is now the other sheep. Let's be about proclaiming the love of God, the acceptance of God, the grace of God, the peace of God, the forgiveness of God to the other sheep. And just as that good shepherd has sought us out in our moments of despair, sought us out in our moments of going astray, sought us out in our moments in the wilderness, so also now that good shepherd calls us to seek others out, the other sheep out in the wilderness, and call them home into the flock, into the embrace, onto the shoulders of the good shepherd. Let's call the other sheep to Christ Jesus our Lord. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
In your presence, Lord, let me learn at your
been listening to a sermon by Dr. Gregory Neal, Senior Pastor of the First United Methodist Church in Commerce, Texas, and Rector of Grace Incarnate Ministries. Copyright 2018 by Dr. Gregory S. Neal, all rights reserved. For more information and for other sermons by Dr. Neal, visit us on the web at www.revneal.org. That's www.revneal.org. You are also invited to visit us in person at First United Methodist Church, 1709 Highway 24, Commerce, Texas, 75428. This program was produced by Dr. Greg Neal.